Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Dahlmer sitting in from the left corner. Tried to spin it in behind the net and did. Ponick's got it there. Rolling around. Fed the high slot. King. Now he deeks. He moves toward the net and shoots. Oh, it rolls just a minute. Rebound. Score! Patrick Kane with a wraparound goal in overtime. His first goal of the playoffs. Woo-hoo! And the Hawks beat the Blues in double overtime. 4-3. And this series is going back to the United Center for Game 6 on Saturday. Hawks win in double overtime down here in St. Louis.
How good is that? The Chicago Blackhawks in their continuing effort to kill me with stress went in double overtime last night and force a game six at Muzz 19, M-U-Z-Z 19. It's a great Troy Murray, Blackhawks legend, and my new favorite woohoo man.
Woo-hoo. I got a little excited. Come on.
That was so great. You know what your buddy sounds like? We got a little Weidemann. Hold on. Listen to this. Give me a little Weidemann and Troy. Your choice, whichever one you want to hit first.
First goal of the playoffs!
Okay. That's you. Do we have a Weidemann? Ha ha.
Ha ha!
I can listen to 3 hours of ha ha and woo hoo.
Ha ha!
So good. So good. You know, the key goal to me last night, obviously the winner, but the key goal to me last night was the Kane to Panarin with, half a second left. You don't get that. It ends in regulation. And that was as good a bang-bang as we've seen the whole series.
Playoffs!
you guys are brutal.
But at that goal at the end of the second, that you had to have that.
Yeah, that was it. There was another goal like that the Blackhawks scored right at the tail end of, with a few seconds to go.
Oh, Keith's Friday night, yeah.
And it was Andy Shaw's goal that ended up there. He was in front of that when Duncan Keith scored, I think it was. But that's a big goal. And, you know, I just look at this team's resolve and the way that it just competes. And it wasn't pretty. And St. Louis, obviously, you have to give them a lot of credit because they're a good hockey team coming back and scoring two goals and really putting the Blackhawks in a position where they didn't want to be as one bounce goes the wrong way and they're done for the year. But they just find ways to win hockey games at the right moments. And it's more often than not one of their star players that stepped up. Patrick Kane had been quiet for, you know, the majority of the night. That was a great setup for him to Panarin with the point four on the clock and give them a little bit of breathing room. But finding ways to win these hockey games is something the Blackhawks have been able to do in winning their three Stanley Cups. And it's something that they're going to have to continue to do because I don't see this series separating from what we've been watching here in the first five games, one goal efforts one way or the other.
You know, Dave and I were talking earlier, the difference in last night, because the Blues were pretty great in the most of the first two periods. Mm-hmm. They were great coming out in the first overtime. But the difference is things started to go our way. First time in this series where you really felt like things started to go our way. The end of the second period, pucks bouncing in the right spot, the rebound that kicks out in the double overtime so you can stuff it for the win. That's what drives people crazy. And now you're the Blues. You got to come back to the madhouse, and you got to win game six. That's a lot of pressure.
You've actually put yourself in a pretty decent spot. You don't want to be behind, but to put the back basically on serve of winning home games and forcing a game seven where everybody knows anything can happen, that's where you stand right now. St. Louis didn't want to come back to Chicago, that's for sure. They're saying all the right things, and they should because they still believe that they can beat the Blackhawks, and they've been great in this series. But for the Blackhawks to, you know, force this opportunity for St. Louis to kind of show what they're all about in game six, if they lose that game, there's going to be a ton of pressure on the Blues going into game seven because they can't get it done, and kind of history has shown them that they haven't been able to close out these series. They know Ken Hitchcock, the St. Louis Blues head coach, knows that the Blackhawks are a tough out. And if you're going to beat the defending Stanley Cup champs, you're going to have to do it. It's not going to come easy, and they're not going to go out quietly. So I expect it's going to be a heck of a hockey game tomorrow night at the United Center at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, at the right time.
A more reasonable time. Hey, Troy, in my mind, one of the key moments of this game, along with the Panarin goal at the end of the second, obviously along with Kane's goal, was the penalty kill by the Blackhawks late in the third period, because now they've come back. They've got all the momentum. Now they get a power play with, what, about 4 minutes to go, and the Blackhawks are able to kill that off and get it to OT.
If you saw what Nicholas Jalmerson was doing on that penalty kill, it was incredible. This kid named Colton Parayko has got an absolute cannon from the point, and Nicholas Jalmerson was willing to stand in there, and I think he had two blocks on that series. They knew what they had to do. It was do or die. If St. Louis scores there, you're done for the season. And unfortunately for the Blackhawks, too many times this year they've been guilty for that penalty, and they had six guys on the ice, and all six guys. This wasn't a line change, Stephen Day. This was six guys on the ice playing, having some fun out there. So you can't make those mistakes at that point of a hockey game, but a huge penalty kill, obviously, and Corey Crawford coming up with the big saves at the right time, and everybody sacrificing themselves to get the job done.
You know, a name we haven't mentioned because he didn't play last night, but his presence certainly has been felt, and that's Andrew Shaw. And now they get him back tomorrow night. How much does that help as they come home, that they're able to win this game without him? They still were able to get guys to the net, and now they get Shaw back.
There probably wasn't a guy more involved in watching that game than Andrew Shaw, because he was devastated for what happened, and he felt really bad that he wasn't able to be out on the ice and help his team in that elimination situation. He is going to be so excited to get back in the lineup, and I know that the players know that Andrew Shaw understands what happened in that situation, and he's going to come back out and he's going to play one of his best games ever, in my mind, because he's just that type of guy that's going to come out there and appreciate the fact that he gets another opportunity to be playing in this series.
The game six starting time for pregame is 6:30, Dave? Is that right?
Yeah, we'll have the beat. We'll be out there starting at 3. In fact, we might even just start now.
Why not?
Yeah.
But
I'll meet you guys over there right now.
That would be good for both of us. Yeah, be good image. Be good for all of our images. But the Blues have the Blues do not want to have to go home and have to try to win Game 7 after dropping 5 and 6. As the great philosopher Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber said, "So you're saying there's a chance."
I'm excited, and for St. Louis, they're a good hockey team. This has been a really good series. But if you talk to the guys who are around following this series, they're saying, and there's great hockey all across the NHL right now in the playoffs. But if this was a Stanley Cup final and the play and the level of where it was at right now, nobody would have an issue of this being the final series, because the two teams are so even and the games have been tremendous. Unfortunately, one of these teams is going to go home and it's going to be a lot of disappointment one way or the other. And the St. Louis Blues, they're trying to get to that next step, get over the hump of what they haven't been able to accomplish in the postseason. And the Blackhawks are just the heart of a champion right now. I really look forward to that game tomorrow, and I know they're not going to be too thrilled that they've lost the first two games here in the playoffs on home ice. So they're going to be ready to go, and I know the fans at the United Center are going to be excited.
I'll be taking a very long nap today.
so will I.
Yeah, getting prepped for tomorrow. Thank you, buddy. All the best.